I think majority of people can consume.
Can you tell me what that means? It sounds like you believe and don't believe in evolution at the same time. So what's your actual stance, and what the hell is the bait and switch that you're accusing science of doing with respect to evolution?
Yeah, so does evolution itself occur? Sure. Now, when, like I said, in regards to the theory of evolution and the overall modern consensus of modern synthesis, that involves a bait and switch.
What's the bait and switch?
Where we at all...
Is this the whole, I believe in microevolution, not macroevolution, that's what you're saying?
We don't even have to make that distinction. I believe things evolve. I don't think it's proven or fact that we all life forms come from a small population of original cells, sure.
Well, if they did, what kind of scientific evidence would you expect there to be?
If it did, what evidence would I expect? I would expect any sort of... that's actually a good question. I think it is just very hard to prove factually, right? So obviously it's going to remain in this
the evidence actually isn't complicated to predict. It's actually really simple. All life on the planet would have to be related, and all life on the planet is related.
Okay, sure. We all live on the same planet. That makes sense. There's one relation that all species have is being on the same planet. So
geography has nothing to do with how closely related two things would be necessarily. But if all life on the planet shares genes, evolution says that has to be the case. Like, when organisms reproduce, they pass on their DNA. So, the fact that what evolution predicted way ahead of time... The breaking in this game is absolutely broken. What evolution predicted way ahead of time was that all life on the planet should be related. And it is.
Yeah, sure. Does that mean all of everyone has a... common ancestor, which originates
yes, that is
from
what
a
that
small
means.
Population?
That's what I literally just said.
No, you said everything is related in some sense.
Yes, everything being related, that's what life having a single origin would produce. It couldn't possibly produce any other data other than all life being related.
See, I don't see how that drives me to that conclusion. I understand it might be a reasonable assumption, but I don't see that it necessarily brings me to that individual conclusion that there can't be a contrary explanation.
That's not what I said. What I said, I didn't say because of the evidence that proves that evolution is absolutely 100% proven. I didn't say that. What I said was, if evolution is true, then this evidence has to exist. If it turned out that all life on the planet wasn't related, then that would have proven evolution false. Instead, all we have is supporting evidence of evolution. You get the difference now?
Sure. For that topic, maybe I'm being a slow boy, but I definitely don't see why I necessarily have to accept that as the only explanation for the conclusion.
Once again, that's not what I said, but...
That's what I said, Planet. Maybe you want to engage and stop listening to your own rants, right? That's my contention with the view.
Sure. So let's go with that. If you have a different idea, what I would say is there's no other reasonable conclusion to draw. If you have an alternative explanation, conclusion, whatever, go ahead and tell me.
Yeah, the alternative would be all life on Earth is made up of the same things, therefore we could see a relation in throughout species. And also through what you would refer to as cladistics, right? We could see that...
Buddy.
common species who have similar traits, right, would clearly just be made out of the same thing. I don't think that
why would that be the case?
Is that not the case? Why are you saying they're not related?
Why would that not? No, why would that be the case?
It's the case because I could reasonably agree that there is this level of relation among separate species. Sure. Now, does that reduce me to the conclusion?
That has nothing to do with. That's not the question I'm asking you. I'm asking you, why would that be? If life on the planet wasn't related, then why else would it look like it is? And you're saying, well, if they exist on like geographically in the same region, then they should be made of the same stuff. Why? Why would that be the case?
Why would it be the case? It'd be reasonable to assume.
Yeah, why? Why would it be reasonable to assume that? It
winds through thick forest, but once you break because of the overwhelming evidence that supports it. I mean, are you saying it's not related?
You're just tacking on a conclusion to the evidence. You're not giving a reason.
Oh, so this is okay. Maybe I am confused of your question. Okay, we have these related species. Is there another explanation other than everything comes from this original source?
Yeah, because. Okay, that's the great. Only so good there are explanation. Other explanations.
Great. Yeah, so you just what's said the other? Yes. There are other explanations that can be possible. Therefore,
like what?
I wouldn't have to necessarily accept that conclusion as what you revolve around as fact.
So what's your alternative explanation?
All life forms were I'm in the creation club, right? We're created.
Okay.
Okay.
So why would things why would that? Okay, so let me ask. This is the question I've been asking creationists lately. If no life, so if evolution is true, all life on the planet has to be related. It has to be, because that's how evolution works. But God can do anything. So if it turned out that there wasn't a single thing on the planet that even looked like it was related, would that prove that God didn't create life?
Would that disprove God's creation of life?
Yeah.
Not necessarily. Does it count it out right. as a explanation of these relations throughout species? Also, no. Right?
So, right. So
the answer is no for both.
What do you mean no for both? If nothing was related, then evolution would have been proven false.
Again, nobody says you're referring to evolution. That's why I say it's the bait and switch. I'm referring to this origin of all species, which would happen necessarily through this thing called abiogenesis, and that's what you bait and switchers don't like to talk about.
Right. So we've been talking. You and I have been talking for 8.5 minutes, and you didn't bring up abiogenesis until just now, and you're accusing me of being dishonest. I don't care for the purpose of this conversation. Oh no. For the purpose of this conversation, I will go ahead and accept that God created the very first living thing. Evolution is still 100% true, and God has nothing to do with it. All of the evidence would still say that.
Like the, okay, great, let's talk about the evidence of your Piltdown Man. Are you familiar?
Vaguely, it was a pretty famous, why can't I drive? It was a pretty famous hoax.
Yeah.
You know how many fake biblical artifacts there are? Countless. You want to talk about your Shroud of Turin?
No.
You want to talk about the millions of dollars worth of stuff the people that own Hobby Lobby have bought?
We're talking about Piltdown Man, planet. Oh, okay. Let's stay linear. Don't obviously.
What is going? Oh, I know what's going on. I know what's going on. Yeah. So what about Piltdown Man?
Well, you're bringing up all this supporting evidence that supports your narrative when we know the Piltdown Man was revealed to be a hoax. Okay, undetected for over 40 years, being taught in the education system.
Oh no! How'd they figure that out? Using science? Or did they read the Bible and figure it out?
There was a group of reasonable people who stood against this consensus and refused this cognitive dissonance that these education systems were propagating. leading to a reveal of
right,
the truth.
So they used science to prove that the Piltdown Man was a hoax. So science is still the best way of figuring out what
nobody's
is and what
saying,
is not factual.
Nobody's saying contrary.
You are. You literally are. You don't believe in evolution.
No, I don't believe in that all life comes from this single origin. I think evolution.
Then how come that's what the evidence shows?
No, your assumption. That's what I'm saying. What's the argument
yes,
that I'll have to
my
accept
assumption
this conclusion?
Makes a prediction that then came true. You don't have anything like this. You admitted it. You admitted that, well, if all of the evidence looked the opposite, then that wouldn't disprove God either. So you just believe what you believe no matter what the evidence is for no reason.
So I mean, not necessarily.
You're engaged in full-fledged intellectual dishonesty.
Not at all.
Yes,
not
you
at
are.
All. Maybe you want to label it that. I think you are, because what I'm bringing to you...
I know you are, but what am I?
Classic. What I'm bringing to you with the Piltdown Man is we have this thing that was argued to be true, taught in education, undetected for
I don't
for
care
40
about
years.
Piltdown Man because we have countless transitional forms for humans. We have Homo habilis, we have Australopithecus, we have Ardipithecus, we have Homo erectus, Homo ergaster, Homo heidelbergensis. We have things that we were not necessarily our ancestors, but were related to, like the Neanderthals and Homo naledi and countless others.
Okay, so there's relations among species. Now, what would even there, that's a huge allegation that this is a direct ancestor. Other than your assumption of level of relation, how can you confirm that to be the case?
We predicted that these transitional fossils would exist before they were ever found. So you can't accuse science of being post hoc or begging the question when we predicted what the evidence would be and then we found the evidence.
Sure,
you're just hand waving away the evidence.
No,
broken clock is right twice a day. Except that science is the best way of understanding the natural world, and biological sciences in particular have probably been the most important sciences in the history of humanity.
Yeah, I would just say, you know, when it comes to the lack of supporting evidence for abiogenesis...
No, we have nothing but supporting evidence of abiogenesis.
Okay. When have you seen an amino acid change into a protein?
That happens literally all the time.
Show me.
Look up any experiment that mimics like a Miller-Urey experiment, for example.
Yeah, that's three amino acids from 70 years ago. That's a boomer-ass experiment, dude.
I said Miller-Urey-like experiments. Many different versions of that have been done. We can also copy. This is actually a pretty new science that just came out thanks to these AI programs like AlphaFold. We can take a limited supply of amino acids and we can actually create entire libraries of proteins now with them.
Okay, so I'm pulling this stuff up because you seem to have conviction while you're playing your Nintendo over there when I've already looked at the evidence and found it underwhelming. This is
name
a matter
one
of subjective
book,
opinion.
Name one book about evolution or origin of life that you've read?
Name one book.
You can't because you haven't, but...
Yeah, because I'm not buying total books, a complete book on abiogenesis. Now,
why not?
Do I have to...
So you haven't looked into it. So my next question is, why do you tell saucy lies on the internet?
No, what am I lying about? I said,
you haven't looked into it.
Have I read a book in totality? Specifically on the
even
topic?
One, no, you haven't even read one page of any book about any of these topics. So why did you lie and said you looked into it?
Do you think any book proves
abiogenesis? No, the question is, why did you lie and claim that you looked into it?
Can you do research without buying a book?
Not really. So why did you lie?
Not really. Okay, so you're a boomer. Maybe you're in La La Land on your Nintendo.
I just killed my opponent on accident. Yeah. So what did you do? You went on a website and people that, and you didn't look at any of their sources. You just saw a blog post or something that said, did you know that this scientific idea is false because Bible? Is that what you did?
No, What'd you do then? No, I didn't say because of Bible. If a biogenesis is true, that doesn't negate the Bible.
So what you said, you looked into it. What did you look into? What were your sources?
Great. So you brought up the Miller-Urey experiment, which is one of the highest regarded supporting evidence for a biogenesis, and I just find it underwhelming to even.
So instead of not answering the question, could you answer the question, which is what source did you look into?
I'm looking into sources as we speak.
So you haven't looked into this?
No.
You are currently desperately looking into it.
I am literally on,
Answers in Genesis?
No.
What are you on?
I'm on the National Library of Medicine, okay?
Yep.
So... And right now, I'm looking into things that you just mentioned recently. The origin of life, what we know, what we can't know.
No, just stop. Whatever you're looking at, just start reading it from the very beginning. Go ahead.
That was the very beginning.
Go ahead.
You want me to read this whole thing on stream so I could prove you wrong?
Like no, what's going to happen is I'm going to prove that you're not even reading anything or even looking at anything. Go ahead, start reading it from the beginning.
You want me to read the abstract?
Yes. Quit stalling. See, now he's taking the time to look it up.
No, I have it on.
Why are you not reading it?
Because you keep interrupting me.
Donkey, okay? Start reading.
Playing your Nintendo.
Start reading, Donkey.
Okay, can I continue? Would you like to listen to this abstract?
I like how you're not reading it. I like how you're just crying instead.
Well, you're interrupted. The origin of life problem remains one of the more challenging scientific questions of all time. Crazy. This is in the abstract. And anybody can search this. I'll put the link in the chat.
They wrote that in their abstract. They said they're going to put a link to it in the chat.
You're a troll, Nintendo boy. What's in the abstract is the problem remains one of the more challenging scientific questions of all time, referring to the origin of life. Making the case that it's not this overwhelming consensus you portray it to be, it's actually this unsatisfactory explanation for what is.
That's what the abstract says? The abstract says Nintendo Boy.
Any reasonable person can extract from it. Yeah, when the words have meaning, I can extract the meaning of the words.
Okay, what is the title? What is the title of this paper?
Yeah, I'll put the link in the chat.
No, what is the title of this paper?
You can just pull it up in the chat. I'll put the link.
Why are you not telling us what the title of the paper? So you're not looking at a paper. If you could, if you're literally on like creation.com or something like that.
Okay. You're lost in the sauce.
What's
buddy.
The title of the paper?
The title of the paper? The Origin of Life, What We Know, What We Can Know, and What We Will Know. Never Know by Andy Prost, Robert Pascal.
Say that again. The Origin of Life, What We Know, What Either We way, Can't Know.
I can put the numbers in the chat, buddy. PMCID. Okay. And maybe you should do some research before you get all on TikTok.
Okay,
all arrogant.
Yeah, right here. I found it.
371 for the
why,
users.
Why could you literally not just read this? Why did you have to stop every 5 seconds?
Because you kept interrupting me talking about you're crashing into people on the game because all this evolution you can't even drive in a video game.
That, yeah, I don't, there's something really goofy with the braking. I have to tune that car because the brake lines were way off and the other car wasn't really all that much better.
Okay, and let's make this clear. When I found this, I am not searching let me search this creationist. I'm looking for the best supporting evidence for abiogenesis, and this is what the abstract starts with. I Google. What's
the abstract says this is a difficult problem. Yeah.
Yeah. No, not a difficult problem. remains one of the more challenging scientific questions of all time, dude.
Yeah, yeah. It was figuring out how to go to the moon was hard too, but we eventually got there.
Allegedly. Like, this is the stuff you guys believe, man.
So what's the conclusion of that paper? Is the conclusion of the paper, therefore, it was actually magic and not nature?
Hey, buddy, maybe you're not tracking. I've never read this paper.
Right. You brought up new information. This whole thing started out with me calling you out for having done literally zero research. And you said, no, I have done research. You've read literally zero books. You shifted it to, yo, I don't need to read books. I can read papers. And so you brought up a paper and you haven't read the paper. So you don't even know what the paper argues.
Let's make this clear. Maybe you're not tracking. I said I've read up on abiogenesis. I've not read a totality of a book. I've never purchased a book off
Amazon.
You
haven't read anything because you couldn't pull up anything. You had to pull up a source that you've never seen before in your life. So
you said there's many new studies that have came out. So to do that, I go, I do my research, I do a quick Google search. What's the best
doing a quick Google search is not doing your research. So anyways, do you think that this paper, I'm not lost in any sauce.
You said there's new studies and you mentioned, what was it?
Okay, Shakita Negro.
You mentioned AlphaGo.
Do you think that this paper supports that life was formed through magic or naturally?
Off the first sentence, it doesn't support either or. It's saying this is the hardest problem of all time.
I haven't read this particular paper either. So I just fed it into, you know, an AI program and I just asked it, what's the central argument of this paper? And the central argument is that life emerged through chemistry, not through magic, which is what you believe in.
Yeah, so, I mean, great this hypothesis.
This paper supports me, and it's a scientific paper, which means we have scientific evidence in support of abiogenesis, apparently. Because this Origin of Life paper, which is a scientific paper, agrees with me. Oh, the paper's 13 years old, too. Yeah, that's a little out of date.
Oh, it's out of date. There has been no progression in that field. Origin
Literally
of life
false.
Is a scam.
I told you about the alpha folding stuff a little bit ago. So, how do you think, how could we go about testing and proving what you believe, that it was done by magic?
Testing and proving?
Yeah. How could we apply your belief, or how could we test your belief the same way we test scientific ideas, which have been proven true, unlike whatever you believe in?
Yeah, you would do that logically. I would provide some sort of logical proof, making it impossible not to be the case.
Go ahead.
The logical proof?
Yeah, go ahead.
Before I do that, I'd like to ask
you
this.
No, you're not going to, you don't get to do anything. You get to provide the logical proof. It's the only thing you get to do.
I just want to ask,
still waiting for a logical proof.
Yeah, that's not an issue.
Go ahead.
Yeah, so let's just for the chat.
No, the chat knows more than both you or I knows about anything or ever could. You couldn't possibly ever teach the chat anything. They're geniuses. So they don't need any information. So go ahead and provide the logical proof.
So abiogenesis is still a scientific hypothesis. Okay.
Now I asked for a logical proof that your God did it.
I know what you asked for. I said, be patient. I can do that now.
Every time that you don't talk about God, I will interrupt you. I will interrupting cow you.
Yeah, not an issue.
Go ahead and provide the logical proof that God did it.
Turn left. Yeah, if dependent beings exist, or contingencies exist, for these contingencies to actualize, this is not a strict premise-based argument here. If you want something more thorough,
Moo.
I can whip it up. Now,
Moo.
this is simple for the audience to understand.
Moo.
And hopefully for you
Moo.
To understand.
You're not explaining. Moo. Moo.
Yeah, I am. Contingent things exist. Okay? Are you with me?
No, they don't.
contingent things do not exist.
No, not according to you, no.
No, I literally just said contingent things exist. So
yeah, but they don't.
I believe it to be true that contingent things exist.
Yeah, but it's false.
Why do you say that, Nintendo?
Because if anything is the product of a necessary thing, then all of the products are necessary. They couldn't not have existed.
Go ahead. What's your argument?
That is the argument. That's the entire thing.
Well, that doesn't suffice.
It does, actually. Anyways, go on.
Because you say so, Nintendo boy?
No, it's called logic. Try to keep up.
If a necessary thing exists,
yeah, whatever the necessary thing does, what is necessary. And so if that necessary thing creates, you know, the universe, then everything in the universe is necessary. It couldn't not have been the case.
So what's the argument this necessary being has to necessarily create?
Because it's necessary.
Okay, so this is called an individual who's wildly confused.
That's a philosophical term.
Why does it follow if X thing is necessary, it necessarily creates?
Because it's necessary.
Okay, planet. Are you being intellectually dishonest or are you a slow boy?
I'm going 100 miles an hour right now. No, I had to brake for this corner.
Okay, I'll give you the benefit of the doubt. Maybe you're multitasking. But I'll tell you this. Just because X thing is necessary doesn't mean it necessarily creates anything. You understand? So I'm asking to be motivated to that
position. If God is necessary, then anything that God actualizes couldn't have not been the case.
Okay, you're saying God is what?
Right. We agree.
No, anyways, I'm asking you what you're saying.
So you don't have any science or any actual evidence, so you're just going to make a logical argument that
God created life. Do you understand that the reason scientific consensus is what it is prior to that, which is logical reasoning?
Moo. I know you're not being reasonable. Addressing what I said. Moo.
I am addressing what you said.
Moo. So you don't have any actual evidence. That's why you have to create a clever... you're just going to do it deductively.
Wait, are you asking me to come to reasonable conclusions without being logical? Is that what you're saying?
I'm asking you to use evidence. If we're just going to do logic, then I'll prove that you're a goat fucker.
The evidence that would be that we can come to truth with logical reasoning. That would be... The evidence
that
can
has
we agree
nothing
on
to
that?
Do with you demonstrating whether that God
that's a clear demonstration.
Life.
Okay, so do you understand that? Or can we agree?
No.
Or do you think that we can come to true conclusions with being illogical?
That has nothing to do with you providing any kind of evidence or account of God creating life.
Yeah, it's called sound reasoning, planet. Maybe you should take a course.
What's sound about it?
That it's logically valid and it's
okay.
Supported.
All people named user whatever on TikTok are goat fuckers. That's your name, therefore you're a goat fucker. That is completely valid, right?
That's a wild allegation. I'd like you to motivate that.
Motivate it?
Yeah. How am I a goat fucker?
Because that's your username.
Yeah, so you made a wild accusation.
No.
All
is
users,
it valid?
It's not sound.
Oh, how do you tell if it's sound?
If what you're saying is actually true.
It is actually true.
So, Planet, when I ask you to motivate that all people with my username are goat fuckers, I would like to come to some reasonable conclusion that would be the case.
Okay. So this is exactly what I would say for you.
But this is where you go
that you're God
because you don't know how to think. You don't know how to think, so you go to goat fucker, right? Because
no,
you can't defend your hypothesis.
I prove that
you can't defend evolution.
I prove that the way you think proves nothing, because I can deductively prove you're a goat fucker, but you don't accept that. So you need what evidence? You're a filthy empiricist in order
Listen,
to establish
they're
a logical deduction, but you don't have anything other than what you think. Is a deduction that God did it by just lazily claiming that God is necessary. So you have absolutely nothing.
So you're wildly, maybe you're doing this on purpose to troll on TikTok, but I think we can both agree your reasoning is flawed.
No, because
Why not?
I made, What's the flaw? Point it out.
You making these wild accusations, just accepting them to be true with no further evidence or support.
But that's not what you do. That's valid. Not what you do. You don't simply make arguments and then claim out of brute necessity that what you believe is the case. So you have empirical evidence. Go ahead.
Brute necessity. I wouldn't hold to any sort of.
You literally started necessity. Off by saying God is a necessary being. That's and literally how your argument started.
How does that? You're wildly confused. A brute necessity.
I'm actually not.
Yeah, a brute necessity would be me saying, the quantum field necessarily
brute
exists.
Brute necessity is a tautology. Now, yes, I'm the one that said it, but. That's just, you're trying to distinguish, oh, well, the kind of necessity I'm talking about isn't a brute necessity. They all are that. So, you...
Okay, I'd like you to motivate these wild claims.
So, although
you
the
say
only,
so many things and you're just like, it's true.
Whoa,
it's
donkey,
true you're a
donkey,
goat fucker.
Chill out.
It's
donkey.
True that brute necessity is
donkey.
The only form of necessity.
Donkey, quiet. So,
dude, I'll be respectful, planet.
Donkey.
Stop calling me a goat fucker and a donkey. This is ridiculous.
Quit being a donkey that fucks goats then.
No, you're a Nintendo boy, but go.
Wow, that's really good. Anyways, are you an empiricist? So how come when I make a logical argument, you reject the argument and need evidence?
Abiogenesis. I said evolution revolves around
the
basic.
Then give me the empirical evidence that your God did it. Because an argument doesn't suffice, according to you. According to me, it doesn't either, so I'm glad we have that in common.
Yeah.
So give the empirical evidence.
The empirical evidence is existence exists. Would you agree? Existence
no,
exists?
No, that's begging the question. The evidence can't be...
Okay, so it's either yes or no here.
The evidence can't be the thing
Does
we're talking about.
Does existence exist, Planet Peterson?
Nope.
Do you
give
know,
me the evidence.
You don't know existence exists?
Nope.
Okay, so... This guy thinks nothing exists, and abiogenesis is true, and he's a donkey fucker. Okay, this is ridiculous.
Says the goat fucker.
Again, if you can't just even engage with existence, how am I going to
agree with you? I'm literally still waiting for
you
to provide the empirical evidence that your God created life.
So you brought up brute necessity. Do you accept brute facts?
You know what's crazy? I'm actually still waiting.
If I can't come to common ground of, hey, you're on live on TikTok.
I'm literally still waiting.
If I can't come to ground with things exist or a thing exists, existence exists, then you're lost in the sauce. And whoever that guy
That's
is.
That's great. I'm still waiting for evidence.
That existence exists.
No, that your God Empirical evidence that
okay,
your God created
great.
Life.
And we're starting with existence, sir. Do you agree that existence exists?
Yep.
Oh, so you contradicted your prior statement, making
Still waiting.
You a buffoon. No. So let me just go with you with this. So existence does exist. Is existence a brute necessity?
Still waiting.
This is the question. Is existence a brute necessity?
I didn't tell you. It's not surprising that a literal jackass isn't good at following directions, but I didn't ask you or tell you to ask me a bunch of questions. I said, provide the empirical evidence that your God did it.
Yeah, great. Existence exists. We cannot accept existence as a brute necessity, as if one individual accepts something as a brute necessity, that undermines debate in totality. Therefore...
Literally still waiting for empirical evidence.
Therefore... Existence is contingent within space-time.
Give me the empirical evidence that contingencies exist.
Pardon?
Give me the empirical evidence of contingent things.
Yet the empirical evidence is that you come from your mom.
This is a metaphysical claim, so you can't have empirical evidence for it. So congratulations on being a stupid donkey. So anyways... Can we just accept that you don't have any evidence and you never will?
Do you concede you come from your mom?
Can we just move on and both accept that
I
you don't
you
have any
on,
evidence
you're
and
a
never
runner
will?
Boy. You can't even admit existence.
I actually, yeah, I had a scholarship to do track and field in college. I was really good at it.
Great.
So you have zero empirical evidence.
The empirical evidence would be existence. Now, if we can come to a common ground that existence does in fact exist, do you agree? Yes, you did, even though you contradicted yourself
because you're
argumentative.
Now keep going along this empirical line and don't shift to metaphysics.
I already did. If we accept reality as a brute necessity that undermines
now you're doing metaphysics.
Pardon?
Bro is qualia maxing right now. Yeah, so you switched into metaphysics. Stay on empiricism.
I don't have to stay on your topic to prove my claim. That's absolutely obscene. If I'm going to argue for something, it's going to be
give me the empirical evidence for your claim.
Necessarily come to this conclusion.
Give me the empirical evidence for your claim.
Existence? Is existence empirical?
Sure, I'm looking at it.
Okay, so that would
Although metaphysics is the study of existence.
Is there evidence that existence exists?
I think I'm looking at it, yeah.
Yeah, great. So existence does exist, and that's empirical. Now, when you say I'm pivoting, you're a nonsense guy. That
literally still waiting for empirical evidence that your God created life.
This existence cannot be a brute necessity.
Yep, that has nothing to do with whether or not God created life. Go ahead.
1,000%.
Okay, let me ask you a question.
Maybe you're not tracking.
Let me ask you a question. I took a dump this morning. Did God do that?
No, I don't hold God.
Oh, so
pooping.
If things exist in nature, that doesn't prove God did it at all, or even that God exists. Oh, interesting. So life exists on the planet. I don't think you're not going to be able to just brutally claim that because there's a necessary being and existence exists, that therefore God's responsible for it, because you already rejected that just now.
So let me engage with your view. Do you think that you could have been wearing a red t-shirt today?
Literally still waiting for your empirical evidence.
I'm asking you a question, genuinely.
Yeah,
do you think you can
be... You will have zero questions answered. Give me the empirical
evidence. I'm
trying to
understand your perspective, so it's actually worth engaging.
Yeah, that's not going to happen, donkey. Go ahead. Give me the empirical evidence.
Yeah, you just supported it. Life exists on planet Earth.
That dump I took exists on planet Earth, therefore God.
And then I asked you a follow-up question.
Nope.
Okay.
Poop proves God. Explain to me how a turd in a bowl doesn't prove God, but life existing does.
If you can answer one genuine question instead of being a donkey brain, okay?
I know you're
what
am I?
Think,
just stealing my insult
think,
again. I yeah, promise you, I will not answer your question.
Of
Explain
course,
to me how the existence
skull.
Of a turd
this is
in a bowl.
Why you believe in a hypothesis like abiogenesis. Because,
yeah, because
you're
of
a
the overwhelming supporting scientific evidence.
You don't treat it
evidence.
As a hypothesis. You treat it as fact. Because you're a mind-controlled individual. You have no idea what you're thinking. You can't even
That's
come
interesting.
To your own thought.
You're in a flesh-eating cult,
yourself,
and you
Planet
call me,
Peterson,
and you say that I'm
existing.
Being mind-controlled.
I asked you
That's
a simple question. Does existence exist? You had the audacity to say no.
Nope.
And then now you're talking about life and poop that you assert that does exist. Do you understand how that makes you a buffoon in any sort of discussion where you're trying to assert your opinion as fact when you don't even say facts exist and now you're saying facts do exist?
You telling the audience that you're not clever enough to understand when you're being messed with is not the gotcha that you think it is.
I totally understand you're a buffoon. I totally understand you're a buffoon.
So anyways, tell me why a turd existing in a toilet bowl is not evidence that God exists, but life existing is evidence that God exists.
I'm going to the root cause. I'm saying existence as a totality within space-time is supporting evidence of a non-contingent. If we're going to not accept your necessitarian nonsense view
earlier,
that accepts brute fact...
Earlier,
okay?
I said we can just assume that God created... Well, we can... That was actually a different point. We can just assume that God exists. That doesn't mean that he made life at all. So go ahead and give the evidence that he did. I will just totally grant you that God is a necessary being... I could even grant you that God
made
the universe.
Don't grant
whatever.
It. There's no need to grant it. It is the case. unless you want to adopt your view of, oh, nothing exists and I'm a dodo.
No, you're a donkey fucker. No, a goat fucker who is a donkey. A donkey that fucks goats. I can actually prove this logically.
But you do realize the follow-up of contingent things existing would result in the non-contingent actualizer. So if you're going to grant me this, the non-contingent actualizer actualizes all contingencies within the set.
Okay, so God is the reason for that turn.
Do you understand that life?
Bowl.
Wait.
Thank
do you understand that life
God,
is in the set?
God took that poop, not me.
Yeah, exactly.
Ultimately,
you're a Nazi guy.
Ultimately,
do you understand?
God took that poop.
If you grant me this, life is in the set of all contingencies, which is dependent on this non-contingent actualizer. Therefore, God actualized life. Are you a nonsense character?
I'm trying to kill myself because this conversation is
I would,
so
I would too. No,
if
I honestly, I won't even, no. With all due respect, I won't go that far.
Well, you already did.
You should calm down because that's a real issue.
No, I don't think so.
No, that's a real issue. And I think with your presence on the internet, you should, you know, especially with those words,
I'm
going to
continue
doing
whatever
more
I want.
Maturity.
Nothing that a
you
nothing that a goat fucker like you
around those,
could ever
you know,
say would ever
concept.
Make me want to change. So, anyways, so where did we leave off? God,
you granted me that God creates life, and you don't even understand that.
No, that's what you did. So God actualizes the turd in the bowl.
No, you conceded God creates life and abiogenesis is a hypothesis that you put blind faith in because you're non-educated, okay?
I have two degrees. How many do you have? One of them is in science also.
Yeah, what science degree do you have?
It's a bachelor's of science in biology and education. What science degrees do you have?
Okay, in education. Well, maybe instead of going to school for a bachelor's in education, you should go get educated some more. Because clearly these results.
I did. I said I have
nothing.
Two degrees. One of my degrees is in. You weren't listening. I said science and education, and then my other one is in education.
What unaccredited school did that come from?
Northern State University. It's a.
Oh.
It is
the online
an accredited
school of
school.
Phoenix. The online school of Phoenix.
Northern State University
yeah,
is in
nice.
Aberdeen, South
nice.
Dakota. It has a physical location.
Yeah, you went to the online school of Phoenix with the location.
I got my
in a
master's online
dude.
Through the same school I got my undergrad degree because I was a working individual. But
I bet you did go online for classes.
So you have
you're
zero degrees.
Really
so you're deeply insecure, and that's why you lash out at me.
No, you're insecure, and
okay,
you
what
started
degrees
the
do you
donkey
have?
Fucker rhetoric.
What degrees
don't,
do you
don't
have?
Don't play victim. Don't
what
play
degrees
victim.
Do you have?
I'm not going to share.
Because
no
you
need.
Don't have any. Okay. So
no, it's not.
Let's
relevant
go back.
To the conversation.
Let's go here. I'm gonna pull over. I'm gonna pull over real quick. I'm gonna pull over.
Yeah, pull
let's
over.
Go back.
You can't even multitask.
Donkey,
all this
shut
evolution,
up.
You can't even multitask. You can't drive a car and
donkey.
Talk at the same time.
It is actually
this guy
difficult.
Is this guy is postponed evolution.
Okay, shut up, donkey. So, did God take that poop in the bowl?
Is God a contingent being? Obviously not.
It's a yes or no question, dipshit.
And what was my answer? Obviously not, you imbecile.
Okay, is life
the
contingent?
Phoenix of Arizona online school master degree taking
once
from
again,
an unaccredited
Northern
school
State
guy.
University, and it is accredited.
Northern State University sucks.
I mean, okay. So... How come? So God didn't take that poop in the toilet because the poop is contingent. That's why. You realize this also applies to life in the exact same way, which is why you can't answer the question. Tell me why the poop existing in the bowl isn't evidence that God did it, but life just existing is somehow evidence that God made that life.
Yes, because in the totality of all set of contingencies, they are dependent on a non-contingent actualizer.
So is the poop. So is the poop.
Yeah, a poop in space-time is dependent on God. You mean
okay, so poop in a bowl, therefore, is evidence that God exists. But
existed,
even you know
yeah,
that that's...
Sure. If you want to
even
use that,
you know
you
that
to,
that's too stupid
hey,
to
planet,
admit.
Planet. If you want to use potty talk like a 5-year-old, go ahead. Sure.
Okay, fine. So The reason that you skirted around that until now is because even you know that that's way too stupid of a claim to make. But now it's been exposed that it's equally as stupid as claiming the mere existence of life is evidence that God exists. I get why people are drawn to that, because as a living being, I think life is kind of cool and special. And if God is the ultimate cool, special thing or whatever, then yeah, let's just put two and two together. But it doesn't work at all. It works only as well as the existence of turds in toilets proves that God exists.
Yeah, so either way. Okay.
Thank you for admitting it. You don't have any evidence, and the thing that you claimed was evidence is as valuable as looking at a turd in a toilet bowl and claiming, oh, this could only happen if God exists. Thank you for admitting it.
I'll tell you why my position is much more reasonable than yours, you buffoon. Do you want to know why?
No.
Because I think you don't know why. Exactly. That's the point of your argumentation. You don't want to hear the contrary point because you're too busy talking about poop.
Once again, too stupid to know that you're being messed with.
You're too busy talking about poop and playing Nintendo. Let's go third view.
This is literally an Xbox game.
You were talking about poop playing Nintendo.
This is a Microsoft product, not Nintendo.
Yeah, it looks like Nintendo. I wouldn't know. I'm not playing video games talking about poop all day. You should hold yourself to a higher standard.
Weren't you going to tell me how the turd in the toilet is? You said you were gonna say something about that. You were gonna prove that you're not being an idiot. Go ahead.
Again, the argument still continues. Contingent things can't fully explain their own existence.
Yeah, a turd can't explain its own existence. Therefore, God exists.
Relying on this non-contingent actualizer for the totality of all the contingencies within a set. It's very simple.
Yeah,
now I will ask
exactly
you,
what a goat fucker would say.
Planet, calm down. Do you believe in brute facts?
I'm literally still waiting.
I am waiting for the answer to my very, very polite question.
Okay.
Do you
I take
believe
your concession.
In brute facts?
What do you want to talk about next? How's the weather
I'm
where
asking
you live?
I'm asking you a question. You're dodging like a scared boy. Do you believe in brute facts?
Damn it. I almost had it that
the
time.
The silence is so loud. This is the atheist shuffle, the abiogenesis cope, all coming down to this one boiling point of a question. Do you believe
Damn
in
it.
A brute fact?
Still waiting for evidence.
I literally gave you more than enough sufficient reason to accept this as the case, unless
no, you didn't.
You were asserting a brute fact. So I'm asking you, do you assert brute facts? This
literally,
is the contrary.
Literally still
it's
waiting.
Either you accept my view as more reasonable, or you accept brute facts. I'm
literally
asking,
still
do
waiting.
You accept brute facts? You scared boy
I don't care
in room.
If brute facts exist. That doesn't prove that God created life.
No, I'm asking you, do you believe... Yeah, actually, it does.
If it does that, then it also proves that God took that poop in that toilet bowl,
if
not me.
If brute facts exist, sir, you don't understand the dilemma you're in, Mr. Abiogenesis Coper, okay?
I thought I was a Nintendo donkey.
If brute facts exist, one could just as reasonably assert the brute facts that you say exist could apply to any sort of idea or concept. You understand that?
Literally still waiting. How
okay,
long has it been?
Great.
We've been talking for 48 minutes and you still haven't given one piece of evidence that isn't the equivalent of staring at a turd in a bowl and
yeah,
claiming God
did it.
Yeah,
the empirical evidence was simple. You low IQ individual.
Wow, you had to stutter five times in order to get out low IQ individual as an insult. That's actually incredible. Yeah, I know that turd can't explain its own existence, therefore God exists. That is your argument.
Yeah, an infinite chain of contingencies can't complete an explanation. Therefore, the only explanation renders, unless you accept this brute fact of nonsense world that you live in because you're uneducated, would be a non-contingent actualizer.
Yep, that proves that God's the reason that turd is in that toilet bowl.
So do you hold to a non-contingent actualizer? The silence is loud. Play your Nintendo, little boy.
I am playing. Answer two questions. This is a Microsoft product, by the way.
Yeah, keep being a spokesperson for Bill Gates.
He hasn't had anything to do with Microsoft for years.
Yeah, you love Bill Gates.
Decades at this point.
Question.
No, I don't. Bill Gates can.
A non-contingent actualizer?
I hold to that all people that don't provide evidence that God created life are goat fuckers.
Again, this is overwhelming evidence. If you engage, but you're scared to answer the question that we... If you answer one of these questions, you concede to a non-contingent actualizer. Okay, cool.
That doesn't prove that God did anything. We've been over this so many times.
Okay, you're wildly confused.
No, I'm not. I can grant you that God exists. God didn't take that dump in the toilet bowl. I did that.
1,000%.
It doesn't point to God. The existence of life is identical to the turd in the toilet bowl. It doesn't point to God.
Okay, you do not understand any sort of metaphysical dependency relationships and how they intertwine with one another.
Go ahead.
So when I say, yeah, sure, you took the poop would not exist without God actualizing existence.
So then the existence of poop is evidence of God.
One must have to create existence for that to be a reality.
Just admit that the existence of poop is evidence of God.
Existence, a contingent things existing is proof of God.
Cool, why is that?
Because contingent things can't explain themselves.
So you don't have any evidence, you just have a claim?
By definition, contingent things are
by definition,
and don't
people that go by
existence.
User 273839828628
you don't
on TikTok
the
are
English
goat fuckers.
Language. You don't understand the English language. This is a major issue. Do you know what contingent means? Define contingent.
Could have been some other way. Remember when you stuttered 5 times to get out the words low IQ? So who understands English better based on the evidence that we have?
Pardon?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so you don't even know what contingent means. Right when you define that, I'm laughing at you.
Interesting.
No, because you don't know what I'm saying.
No, I do. That's what contingent means.
No, contingent doesn't mean it could have been something else.
Could have been some other way is what I said.
No, that doesn't mean contingent.
What's contingent?
Dependent on something else. Has nothing to do with if it could be something else.
Those are identical claims. You're just saying it in a different way.
No, I'm saying the actual definition of the word that conveys meaning. Right? When you use this idiosyncratic definition, that's absolute, you know, Nintendo brain.
Chat, why did my car just do a wheelie?
Level of definitions.
How did that happen?
Anyway, sir, I'm going to leave it at this. Do you accept brute facts?
Oh, that's funny that you think I'm going to let you get the last word in. That's actually hilarious that you think that. Get a free book, 2 free audiobooks, and ad-free videos by becoming a Patreon member.